Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. This is your hostess for the evening, Phyllis Pricer. We are welcoming back Leilani Schmidt from Arizona. Good evening, Leilani. How are you doing tonight?
Happy New Year's to you, Phyllis. Thank it's always a great thrill to be with you and to all the listeners.
Thank you, darling. Well, I want to tell our listeners this also. I originally had scheduled for tonight, and Leilani has graciously accepted to fill in one Sonny Satin, Dr. Satin. He was a director of the Certified Clinical Hypnotherapist. He was a past life between and life between lives therapist. He has started a clinic, hypnotherapy training in India, and he has started an international conference for hypnotherapists. It's given in different countries each year. He is just just a wonderfully humble, gentle human soul. And when I called yesterday to talk to him about the program, his wife advised me that he had died suddenly, they believe of a heart attack, on the 1st of December. And so he is going to be sorely missed. His wife and his daughter are going to be continuing his legacy. And I wish them all very luck, and my condolences to his family. He was and is a great soul. So for all of those who know of Dr. Sonny Satin, you know this, and you can certainly let his contact his family at www.sunnysatin, that's SunnySatin.com, and send your condolences if you so desire. And again, my sympathies and prayers go to the family and the friends of Dr. Satin. Now, tonight, Leilani and I are going to have fun with, if people will call in, we're going to give readings for the new year and provide information for whatever you would like to know. Let's just catch up. Know that you're planning on opening a wellness clinic or health clinic in Arizona, near where you live. Is that not correct?
That is correct, and I'm really looking forward to it. Matter of fact, a week ago, I went down to actually look at the center for the first time. And I'm really, really thrilled. I've had many ideas of, you know, what that looked like, and here we are.
Oh, wow.
It's about to happen, and I'm just really thrilled, and I personally want to thank Mel and his wife. Mm-hmm. You know, when they came to me, they said that they had wanted to give back to humanity, and they couldn't mm-hmm. think of a better way as mm-hmm. to, you know, gift the center so I would be able to be available for humanity. So isn't this exciting?
Oh, it is so exciting. Congratulations. I understand there's a bit of a delay, but I have a feeling that it is just one of those things for timing and right thinking to work out. My feeling is that that delay was meaningful, and there was a reason for it, and that it's allowing other factors to come into play so that there won't be delays once you get moving, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
You're quite welcome.
Yes, yeah. I'm excited because, you know, I've already got things all packed up, and I have been asked to be a member of what they referring to as the round table here in Arizona. And, of course, we all will be sitting at a round table. And
what is the round table?
It's symbolic for all of us being equal in equal positions.
Okay.
And we're hoping to become a part of a voice of we the people.
Okay. In the context of political healing, what?
All of it. All the above, where we'll discuss, like, let's say that, you know, you've had ideas and inspirations and visions of what you would like to see happen in your own life, and mm-hmm. and you would present that to us, mm-hmm. and the round table would help to support and assist you and helping to make that come true.
Fabulous. Oh, now there's a true team effort, and I think that it's good to say here that for this year, in fact, I was even looking up some of my information for this year, and it said working with teams will bring about your dreams and desires and will provide the energy necessary to accomplish and be successful. So if there's some way, even long distance, I can participate, I would love to.
Yeah, I'm just really thrilled. We actually have our first meeting this Sunday.
Really?
And it was really interesting because, matter of fact, the young lady that had received the transmission from the angels
mm-hmm.
had actually been a guest on my own show.
Really? Oh, how fabulous.
And she came to me one day and she says, you know, I've got this vision and this
mm-hmm.
transmission from the angels, and this is what they shared with me. This was what it looks like. What do you think? And I said, it's excellent. Let's do it.
Well, this is the time for people to come together and work and share as a group. It's my feeling that this is the right time to help each other to get to the goals that we have. And there are many good goals. My feeling is this year is going to be a fabulous year for many, many people. A lot of things that have been pending and waiting in the wings are now going to move forward. There's going to be fewer missteps. There's going to be fewer things thrown up because people have gone through the sacrifice. They've gone through the testing period, the fire, whatever it is. All that stuff we really don't want to go through, but darn it, you know, we get this cow pies on our shoes and there's not much we can do about it.
That's absolutely correct.
Through the field, dog poop is there, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I do. And you know what's so exciting about 2007
mm-hmm.
is that we're finally anchored into the fifth dimension, which
yes.
is
yes.
opportunities, prosperity,
right.
all those things. So
exactly. So, yes.
The whole foundation, it's our turn now.
That's my feeling. This doesn't mean you sit on your bonzitas, however. It does mean that you will have the energy to work. You know, there are signals, I believe, in each person's life, and each person, I believe, should get to know what his or her signal is that something is coming. For me, it's like my girlfriend said, you know, you're nesting, so it's like right when you're pregnant, right before you give birth, you know, you got to get your house fixed up and in order. And I said, you gods and little fishes, I'm going to be 64 next week. Bite thy tongue, woman, I am not nesting.
Yes.
And if it is, it's a virgin birth and a real short pregnancy, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Now, it's been interesting because I have received some transmissions from the angels and the ascended masters on a lot of really great opportunities that will unfold for all of us here on the planet. And if I may I share some of them?
Of course you may. Go for it.
Well, one of the things that we're going to see, especially for those that like to, you know, invest in the stock market and those types of things, we're going to see a huge breakthrough in stem cell research this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we will start seeing a lot more development in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to find that the oil industry and our gas industry is going to be another area that a lot of people are going to want to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see a lot of new developments in different types of fuels that will actually start to arise as well.
Yeah, my feeling is that there is going to be more of an emphasis on the development of alternate energy. And,
absolutely.
And I think this is a good place to go, and the oil companies are going to have to listen and move with this or be left behind. And they're not slackers.
That's absolutely correct.
Definitely.
But, you know, I'm personally excited. You know, I spent a lot of research time in 2006 on stem cell research, and one of my concerns was, of course, is, you know, if you're taking stem cell, you know, is there any karma effects from the stem cell itself? Because, of course, you know, that person's blueprint is involved with the stem cell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have gone around and around in circles with that, you know, and of course, once I let go of my preconception of, you know, this whole karma thing, mm-hmm. I finally realized that that was one of the main concerns in 2006, not just with myself, but with others. But I'm finding that that's not going to be an issue with the stem cell. And, you know, working with signature vibration, it's incredible once you start working with a cell, the intelligence that one cell has. And I actually had a client of mine that had received stem cell shots, and it was amazing because he had a brain tumor, and he no longer has that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was through the cause and the effects of the stem cell shots that he had received.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, it is, and I don't know. My feeling is, too, that a soul does not attach to just the stem cell. And I do not believe that it takes more than that. It takes the force of God, I guess, to put the soul into the stem cells, because you can raise stem cells in a petri dish now.
Yeah.
And it's not a human being, and it's not a viable baby, and doesn't grow. It's sort of, I guess, along the lines of a sterilized egg.
That's correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we're not talking about taking life away here, and or you know, trying to use souls. And it's, I don't think, frankly, I don't think God would allow it. I don't think that would be allowed, personally.
Absolutely. And that was one of my main concerns as well, because, you know, I believe in life.
Absolutely.
And one of the things through my research, as I was, you know, and that's the whole thing, you know, the listeners have always heard me say knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of times if you just take a moment and go and research, in which when I started doing my research, I found that they actually are using from giving birth.
The cord, the discarded cord.
It's right at the tip of my brain.
Umbilical cord, is that what you're trying to say, darling?
So anyway, that's what they're using.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say. It's not the human being themselves. It is simply the cast-off.
Yes.
And at any rate, there's a good that can come out of it. And at any rate, other than that, have you had any flashes for other things this coming year that would be good?
You know, we're going to see a lot more new technology coming in. We're going to see a lot of changes in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to be interesting is the technology is going to be, of course, in our communications devices, and from our TVs to our computers and iPods and all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to see even more new technology in the medical field on a spiritual level that's really going to make a huge difference. Prime example, one of my dear friends is a scientific researcher, but he's also an anthropologist. Now, what's incredible about him is he's actually developed a device that if you had cancer, he sends a frequency to a cell, and immediately the cells reverse themselves.
Right, and that's one of the things that the vibration does, or energy. We also call that energy. And yes, that is like a target. Specific cells and even specific portions of cells.
That's right. We're also going to see huge shifts in healers as well.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of healers that are going to receive a lot more healing information in techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what took us 5 minutes to shift within a person will only take seconds.
Well, that would be lovely. It would be absolutely lovely. I have a dear friend who is undergoing cancer treatment now, and she's said she's going to combine the alternative therapy with traditional medicine, which I think is wise in her case. You know, I always think it's wise to go both routes, because I believe all healing is given by God to us.
That is correct.
We should make full use of all of the qualities that are handed to us. And it's as much a gift for the surgeon as it is for the person who lays on hands or heals in prayer. Sometimes surgery is just plain old necessary, as Edgar Casey used to say.
Absolutely.
Sometimes an ounce of prevention is out of cure.
I love Edgar Casey's information.
People, yes. Good evening. You're on the air. This is Mrs. Pricer. How may I help you? Hello?
I didn't hear anyone.
I heard a beep. Didn't you hear a beep?
No.
You don't hear a beep?
No.
Oh, well. Holy Ghost is calling. What can I tell you?
Well, that's okay, because I'm enjoying just talking with you. Sometimes it's just nice to be able to talk about different views and opinions of or what we feel is going to unfold for everybody. You know, like I was talking to someone earlier today.
I heard a beep. Did you hear a beep?
Yes.
Okay. Can I say there's a person on the line now?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Oh, good. It's a live one.
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Phyllis, and hello, Leilani. How are you both?
I'm sorry. You'll have to speak up there. I can't hear you.
Hi. This is Sherry Rose.
Hi, Terry. Where are you from?
I'm from Olympia, Washington.
Oh, how wonderful. Welcome to the show, The Higher Dimension. Whom did you want to direct your question to?
Well, I wanted to direct my question to Leilani. However, I did want to say love and light to you both. Phyllis, I certainly enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Leilani?
Hi, Terry. By the way, real quick, I wanted to say to you what a beautiful name you have. And I really want to say to you, you have this really beautiful spirit.
Oh.
Doesn't always mean that you've always been aware of it, but I want you to really feel that from me about what a beautiful spirit you truly are. Don't doubt that, okay? Does this make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And I really, really want to encourage you. It is time, Terry, for you to really spread your wings and fly. Now, Don used to play Born to Fly, and I'd love for you to listen to this song, because this song is going to really help become a catalyst of the wind beneath your wings.
Oh. Now, who does this song?
It's a dear friend of mine, and maybe Don will play it on the radio, because, you know, Don, I love that Don plays music, you know, in between shows stuff. But it's a dear friend by the name of Christian Anderson, and he's just great with his music. And it's always been one of those songs that I played just before I came on to the show to broadcast.
Uh-huh.
So maybe one of these days, Donna, play it for you.
That would be wonderful. You know, I feel like in 2006, I felt like I went through a knothole backwards in my current job.
A lot of people had that same feeling. You had company.
It was, I tell you, I know it served a purpose for me to learn the lessons of forgiveness and being able to stand up for myself, but I am so done with the fallout. Do you see a new career type for me in 2007? Do I let go of my current path and just charge out into what I know is
actually 2006 has been a very powerful year for all of us. And the reason why I say that, and this is what's been going on for you, Terry, letting go of a lot of old stuff.
Uh-huh.
Had to be completed before 2007 kicked in for you.
Oh.
Okay. Do you not feel that you've let go of a lot of things?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's why I said I could. It's time for you to fly, you know, to spread your wings and fly. Will you get a career? You bet you will. It's a matter of you deciding what makes, ask yourself this very important question. What makes my heart sing?
What makes you happy?
Yeah.
Okay, because you are a very talented individual, but stay away from the mind. Stop, you know, going around in circles with all the thoughts that's going on.
Yeah.
And really connect with the heart. Because your heart, you're such a beautiful spirit anyway.
Aww.
Does this make sense for you?
Yes, it does. You know, I feel like I want to start developing my gifts of healing, but there are so many different directions. I'm not sure what direction to head or if now is the time.
It's definitely the time. Now, one of the things is what you're going to find is January, we're still finishing up completing from 2006.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and cleaning up the residue and so forth. But let's get excited about January as you are completing this leftover, the leftovers and the residue of 2006. At the same time, I want to really encourage you to start putting pencil to a paper and say, ask yourself these questions. What is it that I would really like to do? I will encourage you to, yes, continue your education and your healing. I would first of all decide, I would write down all the different levels of healing that you would like to incorporate with what you're already doing.
Right.
And then just take one thing at a time. But what you're going to find, this first class that you're going to take is actually going to awaken some other things within you. And so you may find that you won't necessarily have to take the next class.
Oh.
But I would encourage you to get involved with signature sail healing. Does this make sense? I'd also like to encourage you to get more involved with natural herbs.
Oh, okay.
And plants.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to actually be using this in the very near future. You're going to end up with your own practice in 2008. Let's just put it that way.
Oh. Well, excellent. I'll take it.
How does this resonate with you, Terry?
It resonates quite well, actually. I know that healing is my passion. I know it is part of my path here in this current lifetime. And what I have chosen to do up until this point has served its purpose, but I'm just so done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
You're ready
looking
for more.
I'm ready to do what makes me feel passionate, what makes me fly, what makes me sing, what makes my spirit soar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm ready for.
Yeah, and you really need to go into your heart.
Yeah.
You know, that's the voice that really leads us. That's the voice that I ask to lead me in everything I do in life. Doesn't always mean that I always, you know, sometimes my heart's speaking to me, and I said, well, I think I have my own way of doing things. Thank you very much.
Well,
we all know how that works out, right?
Yes, and Leilani, you know, there have been times that I have not listened to my heart because I fear that the finances won't follow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm locked into a security blanket of being where I'm at, and I'm afraid to take a step out. You know.
And you know, it's quite the opposite. You do understand that, because once you really start listening and allowing your heart to guide you.
And trusting, and that's the big issue.
The trust, yes.
For all of us, is trust.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All of us are going through the period of January of deciding what our next direction is. So use this time in January to really get connected with those things. Now, you will start seeing that energy breaking in February, and you'll be in full flow by March, okay?
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Oh, what a beautiful spirit you are. Thank you so much.
And by the way, I am a reflection of you. And another thing is I'd like to encourage you to talk more with Mother Mary.
Uh-huh.
She is very strong around you, okay?
Yes.
And there are messages that she would like to share with you. So if you can do some automatic writing.
Okay.
And you're going to find that some of these transmissions from Mother Mary, you'll end up writing a book. They will be in your book. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
So keep us posted, okay?
I will. God bless you both.
Thank you very much.
And you as well.
All right, sweethearts. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That's absolutely fabulous.
You know, bless your heart, Phyllis. I really, truly want to thank you for allowing me to participate with you in your show. I just really want you to know that.
Well, that's quite all right. It's always a joy to have you on. It's always a joy to share. I think sharing makes it so much easier. Good evening. You're welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hello, Phyllis and Lilani. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Nancy Sue from Olympia, Washington.
Well, hello. Welcome to the show.
Whew, Nancy, I get goosebumps with you, girl. Are you? Oh, really?
Oh, yes, I do. What's going on, sweetie?
Well, I believe I'm on a path for a healing career, but I'm kind of like going in all directions and just not able to center myself and really know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes, you are, matter of fact, and I will have to tell you, the moment you came onto the line, I have got goosebumps on top of goosebumps. So that lets me know that you have a real strong connection with the Ascended Masters and the angels, obviously. I would really like to encourage you to do a little bit more study and connecting with Melchizedek. Do you know who this is?
Just a little bit. Not too much. It's something that I read about him some time ago, and I honestly don't remember.
Okay, well, you are indeed from the Order of Melchizedek. Now, think of the Order of Melchizedek as a large corporation, and you've got all these different departments. You've got the archangels. You've got the planetary logos. You've got Saint Germain and all the different ascended masters.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Saint Germain is also very strong around you as well. So if I'd like to encourage you to do more studies as well on the violet flame.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But should you be doing this work? You bet.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you're also a medium.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know these things about yourself. Your sight's opening up. Your hearing is opening up. There's just a lot of stuff going on with you right now, but I also will say in this Order of Melchizedek, Mother Mary, Jesus, and all those guys are there as well. You have Mother Mary around you very strong. Do you see the color pink a lot?
Pink and purple.
Yeah. I rest my case, honey. I'm sorry, but I'm not really. You know that, right?
Is it my fear of going forward or that I'm not good enough for this? Because I will start to, something will start to open and then it closes. And I know it's me. I just don't know how to get around it.
Well, it's both of those elements. It's one is, of course, it's self-doubt in yourself, because you're saying to yourself unconsciously, why me? Can't be. Okay? And then it's that fear, because you're not quite sure what to expect, what that looks like in front of you. Does this make any sense?
Yeah, it does. Any suggestions on how I can get through that? It's so frustrating.
All by connecting with your heart chakra, honey, because let me tell you, the most powerful key that any of us can hold is the heart, love.
Right.
And if we can just help you to, when you be still with yourself, go within your own heart and see your own magnificent self. And fear is a definition of not having the definition.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
The other thing I might add is that you have had experiences from former lifetimes that caused you to shy away from your powers now because of experiences.
Okay.
You need to release this fear, whether you remember it or not, it's in the emotional impact.
Okay.
If you have a hypnotherapist near you, you should go to the hypnotherapist to see if you can't do some release work on emotional, that which is stuck in the etheric body, that which is stuck in the memory. Okay? That to me is a quick and easy way of doing it, is to release the fear. Because many of us have had power before and not the wisest wisdom to use it in a proper fashion. And as a result, we've learned some harsh lessons. One of them is to our doubts about having this power again at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a scorpion's tail. It comes around and stings you, you know? You don't want to sting yourself. But my feeling is that is something that is honestly pretty generic to those who go into the work. I will tell you, it keeps you humble. It keeps you on the safe and narrow. There's a reason for it, because once you respect what it is rather than fear it, that's when the openings come in. When you have an understanding and talk to yourself and know, given your moral standing, given your high ideals, given your desires for selfless service, okay? And that doesn't mean free service, understand. But selfless service, then what happens then is that you move along on this path and much is given.
So fill yourselves up with unconditional love and ask Mother Mary to help you, assist you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Very important for you. And remember to always speak your truth.
Absolutely.
And have the confidence, because Michael, Archangel Michael, stands in front of you with that sword.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope. I think you answered it.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you so much.
Call us again and let us know how you do, okay?
Oh, I will do. Thank you so much.
God love you, dear. You take care.
God love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bless you, Terry.
Bye-bye, darling. Yes, this is such a fun thing to do.
I know. I apologize, Phyllis.
Oh,
you know, I get so excited about connecting with the listeners, you know, and then all of a sudden all that energy starts flowing. And
yeah, I think that's wonderful, and I allow you to do that. You can start moving in. What happens to me is, when somebody's asked me, I go inside myself for some reason, and you just, you know, charge in, which is great. That's why I said we make a good team. Because you come out. Or I might be asking a few questions while I entered in, but okay. Yes, welcome to the higher dimension.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with, please?
This is Jahila.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm really enjoying listening to you ladies this evening.
Well, thank you. How may we serve you this evening?
Pardon?
How may we serve you?
I would like to know what this new year looks like for me.
Okay.
In respect to doing what I come to this planet to do.
That's a big boatload, isn't it?
Yes.
I think that that's fabulous. Do you want to go at it first, Lonnie?
Now, please forgive me. What was your name again, please?
My star name is Jehala.
Oh, that's such a pretty name.
Jehala? Thank you. Very interesting.
It's Palladium.
Ooh, there's those goosebumps again.
Yeah. It's the heat turned on, darling.
Well, the first thing that I actually, did you realize you had a lot of galactic connections?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, girl.
I come here to
and I have to tell you, you're getting a lot of transmissions from our celestial sisters and brothers.
Yes.
From many, many different planets, galaxies, and beyond. You do realize this, right?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. She's a good communicator. You can take the abstract and bring it down into comprehensive, understandable language, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there is a couple of things that I got right away with you is you are very unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, for you to ask yourself, is what is it that will make your heart sing? Because it's all right there in front of you.
Well,
one of the other things that I get for you as well is that you are very good at translating sacred geometry. Were you aware of this?
No, I was not aware of that.
Okay, you're actually going to be doing some work. I would like to say right in this 2007, I would say probably around springtime, you're going to actually be consciously aware of translating sacred geometry.
Well, now, isn't sacred geometry the seed, the basis of all life in the universe?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So I will be, breaking down those codes for the lay person on this planet to understand?
Yes, because I will tell you that, and I'm not going to get into a lot of details at this time with you because you are going to know that will be transmitted to you.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say about it is you are going to play a very high and important role on what is about to unfold on this planet.
I always knew that, I always knew that.
Yes,
they've actually saved my life.
That's part of the reason why I won't unveil some of that, because it's critical on the position that you will be standing in that it is not unfolded over the air.
Mm. Yes, I've even had some attempts on my life.
And yes.
My star family has came in and interceded.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, you and I both are very aware that they do know who you are.
Of course they know.
And you are a direct
threat. Ooh, I got goosebumps on that one. Of course they
know. To that side.
Yes. I do spiritual warfare almost on a nightly basis now.
You do what, dear?
I said I'm involved in spiritual warfare just about every night now with them.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
Yeah.
It can be very debilitating.
But I've been trained and been working towards this for eons of lifetimes.
Right.
Matter of fact, I believe you and I know each other.
Probably.
Yeah. I would say that's probable.
Old kindred.
Oh, yeah, old souls.
Yes.
Now, there are some things that will be unfolding in 2007. I mean, it's known information, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have a lot more direct contact with our galactic sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are going to play an important part of that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have been waiting, because I know a part of what I will be doing as well is that they have been waiting for me to say, okay, this is kind of the time now.
Mm-hmm.
So very similar into what you're going to be doing. I almost feel like that you and I are from the same planet.
Could very well be. I'm from Alcyon.
Ah, okay.
From where?
Alcyon.
Alcyon, okay.
Yeah. In fact, they even had me a year and a half ago move to the location I am here in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee to help hold open the very ancient old Stargate.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's going to, well, I can't say too much.
I know.
Because
I know.
I have to make sure that I honor this. But what an honor to have you call in onto the higher dimensions.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
We certainly are glad to have you.
Appreciate you ladies for what you do, and keep up the good work, and
well,
power
you.
To the people.
Oh, you bet.
Yes.
That's exactly
yes. That is my message to everyone right now. Power to the people.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And that is exactly where the power is coming from.
That's right.
It's going back.
It is our time now.
It's back to where it's
You bet it is.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And there are some days I walk around in this house and I go, what was I thinking? When I come here for this assignment,
well,
I said, this is one of the most barbaric planets I've been on in a long time.
Well, yeah,
good golly.
They do things like that, don't they? They do make you scratch your head and wonder, whatever the hell was I thinking? And who can I blame who talked me into it?
I can't blame nobody but myself. So obviously they must have felt that I was prepared for this.
I have to tell
myself that.
All I can say is next time, don't raise your hand and volunteer.
You got that right. I've already decided when this assignment's over, I'm going to take a long vacation. You ladies have a great evening.
God bless you, darling.
You as well.
Take care. Oh, isn't it
wow, Phyllis.
Yeah.
Your show always does this. It's just fascinating to me.
Really? I wish they'd call in when you weren't here. This is just amazing to me. Yeah, I think we both have had contact with those. This year seems to be a very important one for those in other spheres contacting we people who have been here forever, it seems, to get ready.
Well, let me say this, Phyllis. I mean, these three women that have called this show are powerhouses, all three of them.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not arguing with you. I think it's absolutely fabulous. I would like to see the show go over to more things. Yes, good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rebecca. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Welcome,
neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. It's good to be on the air and then finally get into you guys.
Okay. Oh, Phyllis, here's another one, okay?
What'd she say?
This is another young lady that's another powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we got them coming out of our ears. This is a good thing. Okay.
Yeah, is this a sign how advanced? And I really would like for the listeners to really listen to what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing a direct unfoldment of how advanced and how awakened we all have become. If this is not a true sign about what is about to unfold for all of us in 2007,
mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to need the sledgehammer.
Well, no, thank you. I've been there, done that, and I have the headache from it.
Speaking
don't
of want to go that
way again, thank you very much. No, thanks. I will accept it. I don't need to be slammed twice. Anyway. My dear, what can we do for you? What questions may we help you with this evening?
Well, it's kind of a rerun, it seems like, from what I've been hearing tonight. You know, 2007, I've been going through some major going to be depressive things. You know, I'm a nurse.
Okay.
And I'm not able. I took a time off, and I haven't been happy in nursing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get into something else, and I have no idea what it is, but I've always been a healer. And I would like to expand that, of course, like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told that I'm a master healer. I've had many readings. You need to write. You need to. But mm-hmm. you know what? I'm lazy. It's like I have a lead weight
mm-hmm.
hanging on me.
I don't think it's laziness in this instance. I will step up and say it's that you're not ready or the circumstances that you need to fulfill, to move forward have not yet set themselves up in this universe. In this instance, when you have this lassitude,
yeah.
This lack of energy, this kind of you feel like you want to spin your wheels, but you don't want to move either.
Yeah.
This usually indicates things are not yet at their optimum level to allow you to do what it is you're supposed to be doing. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay.
And what's going to happen is this is going to lift because things are almost ready for you.
Okay,
a couple of things is one of the healing modalities that is actually in Tucson, I think, or is it Phoenix? Anyway, it's called Jinshin Jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of it?
What was the first two words?
Jin, J-I-N, not in the drink.
Right.
J-I-N. Second word is shin, as in the bone.
Okay, Jin?
Jinshin Jitsu, J-Y-U-T-S-U. Okay?
Yes.
Now, and as soon as you spoke, my feeling was this would be a good area for you to look into because it's so close to where you are.
Right.
And it's for lazy people. Hello. I am a practitioner of it. I like things easy. I like to see healing come about in an easy fashion. It works, and it works wondrously well.
Okay.
And you get training right there.
So you're saying that I need to have that done to me, or
yes.
I need
well,
to?
Well, you can have it done, and you'd be amazed, but I think it's something that you could also do.
Okay, all right.
A little training in that is absolutely fantabulous. I mean, I have seen and experienced and worked with people who had marvelous healings using this healing technique. It doesn't take that long to learn, and if you're
okay.
a nurse, it is so much easier.
And it's in Phoenix.
Huh?
Phoenix.
I can't hear what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I know. I can't hardly hear you either. I don't know what the problem is.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My feeling is that this training only takes a few weeks. It takes about 3 sessions of 5 days each. And it is one of the most fabulous healing events that I've ever noticed.
That's wonderful. I've done Healing Touch.
Yep. That's similar.
Session 1.
That's similar. This is a little
okay.
different. Just a little different.
Excellent.
And I just would recommend it if you were looking for something to do, too, because it feels good. My feeling is when the energy hits about April or May, you're going to be busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Oh, thank you. Okay, April or May. That's
yeah.
all right.
It's going to be building up till then, and when it comes, you're going to be running fast just to keep in place.
Right. Okay, good. Now, I'd like to add some stuff to this as well. May I?
Yes,
oh, please. Okay, one of the things I got as well for you is that there's a lot of shifting going on inside you, internally, externally.
Yes.
Now, I also want to have you keep in mind that you're also doing it on the different levels. Because we have 7 different layers of ourselves, okay?
Right.
You're also being rewired as well.
And that's what I thought. I feel like I'm being rewired.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is causing some of, you know, you feeling tired. So I want you to let that go of feeling like you're being lazy or whatever.
Okay.
I'm actually proud of you because you're honoring how you're feeling.
Yeah, I'm trying.
If this makes any sense for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, one of the things I got as well is I'd really like to encourage you is to keep your energy fields
cleared. Every day, bring in, have Archangel Metatron clear your chakras. You need to clear, call in the cosmic whirlwind to cleanse your aura.
Cosmic whirlwind? Okay.
Yes, it's the cosmic whirlwind.
Okay.
And that will come down, and it will, it looks like a vortex that comes in.
Okay.
But it's very critical that you do this because you're picking up a lot of stuff when you're working.
Yes. Oh, it's gotten to the point of, I don't want to use the word fear, but I'm a little anxious that I might be attracting something that is going to be bigger than I want. Like illness.
Well, now you do have, and I started clearing your energy for you while Phyllis was sharing her messages for you. So I started clearing your energy for you.
Okay.
Another thing I want, and I pulled two entities off of you. So you're going to need to watch that. And how do you watch that? Is just calling in the beautiful golden liquid light and saturate your aura field and the outside of your fields, okay?
Yes.
Does this make sense for you?
I can see it now. Yes, it makes total sense.
Okay. Now, another thing is if you put yourself in this beautiful golden liquid light, you're not taking on other energies.
Right. Okay.
Because you are, I mean, you're a very compassionate person. So you're naturally, matter of fact, you had some of the other women's energy on you. So I've pulled that off as well. I'd like
other
to encourage
woman.
You to study herbs. Study herbs, okay?
Okay. Okay. To teach or for myself or both?
Both, because you're going to be using this in the very near future.
Okay.
This will keep you right in alignment with what you're already doing. Now, you will be shifting the healing within yourself and how you approach healing, okay?
Oh,
but
good.
That will naturally unfold itself, and then you'll have one of those days you'll go, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much for getting rid of those things. I've been feeling them, and I'm so thankful that I found you and that you've helped me immensely.
You're welcome.
Okay. Much love to both of you. And
thank
have a
you.
Wonderful
God bless
evening.
You, too, and have a wonderful new year. Let us know how things go. We do care.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be calling you back.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. It's getting near time, so we need to give you some more information. Leilani, you want to give your contact information to the good people?
Yes. if you would like to schedule a reading with me, a channeled reading, you're welcome to send me an email at iamdivinelight@AOL.com, or you can call me at 480-255-6198.
Okay.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. And, of course, I'm Phyllis Pricer. You can call me at area code 202-387-2080. Multiple Pathways is the name of my company, and it's www.MultiplePathwaysInc.com on the website, and the email is psychicworlds4@AOL.com. I do give readings. I do regressions, past lives. I do have you go through future life, too. I do use hypnotherapy over the phone. So there are a number of things that we can do, and I'd love to hear from you, love to work with you, and we are always, always very grateful for the opportunity to come to you live on the air here and share with you our knowledge and wisdom and to hear from you and to enjoy having you participate in our broadcast. We thank you very much. Now, let's get back to, if somebody else wants to call in and we have time, that's fabulous. So otherwise, you know, if there's something else you want to share with us at this time, Leilani, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I would like to share with everybody tonight is to always remember that the key is truly all about love. It's learning to let go of the guilt, the fear, all of those types of lower vibrations mm-hmm. that keep us imprisoned in our own bondage.
Yes.
And learn to really appreciate you and to appreciate the small things in life.
Mm-hmm.
And love is the most incredible, wonderful gift that you can not only give to yourself, but for the people around you. And learn to become the observer of your environment around you.
Uh-huh.
Take a moment to appreciate the beauty of a flower, or to just appreciate a mountain and the wonderful strength and courage that it radiates to each of us every day. I love mountains. They remind me to always be standing in my own courage.
Mm-hmm. That's
beautiful. Yeah, and we're gonna find that if we can really, and of course, there's always those days we get up in the morning and we will be thrown tests. But if we can learn to just radiate love. If we can catch ourselves at that very moment and just radiate the love to those challenges when they come to us, you will find that they will crumble very quickly and right before our eyes. And it takes less time and energy to be kind to ourselves and to another human being or to a situation or to an animal than it takes to be negative. And I always ask myself a very important question. Does a person, place, or situation enhance who I am today? And if the answer is no, then move on. And do it unconditionally, not in judgment or any of those other lower vibrations, and just, you know, understand what it's for. And it's just a sign from the heavens saying it's time to move on so that you can allow your light to shine.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely. The other thing, too, is this year is going to be a very good year for many, many people who have light. I want everyone to enjoy the year and to look at it with an open heart and an open mind. One of the things that I have been doing lately that seems to be working is visualizing a pool that I call the pool of love. And in that pool, I take a bath every day, or I go swimming and playing. And in that pool of love, you can play and have fun and love yourself and meet all others who will have you experience love as well. And it's a very, very powerful, powerful visualization. It works very, very well.
Yes,
and you will find drawing into your life a great deal of love as the time goes by when you use this visualization. It takes about 30 days. But during that period of time, you begin to see some changes in your life. And you could use it for any number of things. And so that's what I would recommend for people as a little practicum to help their life move on. Okay? Now,
yes.
What else did you want to share?
I have to tell you, Phyllis, this was really great. I mean, you had a lot of great, powerful people that called this show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really hope that we were of service to each of them.
I have a feeling they were. They were served, and I think that they are keeping in mind most people who call and have some concerns. You know, it's wise. Is that someone calling in, or is that our time?
It's our time.
It's our time. Well, For all of you, may you have a wonderful and joyous New Year. We wish you the very best. We hope to have you back again next week, Thursday on the Higher Dimensions. This is Phyllis Pricer at BBS Radio. Thank you and good night. And Leilani, thank you. You're a joy as always.
You're welcome. Good night to everyone.
Good night.